The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Donkey of the day, right there.
Turn the goddamn light.
The Breakfast Club, bitches. Yeah,
you can call me the donkey of the day, but like, I mean no harm.
Donkey of the day for Wednesday, October 5th goes to all you poor little tick-ticks. Okay, all you talkers of the ticks. You know, I don't like the word tick because I'm from the country, Mouse Corner, South Carolina. Drop on the clues bombs from Mouse Corner. Okay. We used to burn ticks off dogs. All right, ticks are blood-sucking parasites. And anybody participating in this tick-tick trend, okay, this tick-tick challenge is absolutely a blood-sucking parasite, all right? The latest trend on TikTok is the slap-a-teacher challenge. Now, I take this personal because I am the mother of a public school teacher, okay? My mother has been an English teacher in the Berkeley County school system for a long time, okay? She is the reason I am such an avid reader, and she gave me the greatest advice once when she told me, read things that don't pertain to you, which led me to read every Beverly Cleary and Judy Blume book in the library. So I support the hell out of public school teachers, and their jobs are already tough enough. They already don't make the money they should make. They have to deal with your kids all day, and now you little ungrateful heathens on tic-tac-toe got the nerve to be doing a slap-a-teacher challenge? Oh, you think these kids aren't stupid enough to do this? Oh, you didn't hear the story. Then you don't. Well, you also don't understand the power of peer pressure, and you don't understand the power of social media. Okay, a staff member in Springfield, Missouri, got smacked by one of these kids because of this slap-a-teacher challenge. They are not releasing the school that it happened at for privacy concerns. Well, let's go to KSPR ABC 33 for the report, please.
Dangerous new TikTok challenge is making its way into local schools. It encourages kids to actually slap their teacher.
Students who engage in the trend can be suspended and possibly turned over to juvenile authorities.
Hashtag slap a teacher. It's the newest trend to take over TikTok, and it's happening right here in the Ozarks. SPS has had one instance of a student slapping a teacher so far.
The district will not release the school that the teacher was slapped at due to privacy concerns.
Students participating in this challenge can be suspended or sent over to, juvenile services. They also need to say students participating in this challenge can die. Okay, I'm sending all you kids healing energy in advance because y'all gonna need it. Okay, see, in your mind, you slapping a teacher, but what you don't realize is you slapping somebody's mom, somebody's sister, somebody's aunt, somebody's daughter, somebody's cousin, somebody's friend. Don't get hurt playing with people's loved ones. Okay, your youth will not save you. Okay, must I repeat, I am the child of a public school teacher. We will handle what needs to be handled and deal with the handling of that handle's consequences later. Okay, see, sometimes you kids' logic don't be logicking. All right, that little plan you made on that little talk house with your little tick ass friends, that plan you made online could get yours killed offline. It's really that simple. All right, nobody playing about their family and their loved ones. And that's what y'all don't realize because y'all don't have emotions. You have algorithms. So you're just following a trend, and that trend gonna have your family following each other in a procession to the cemetery. Now, I have to salute a queen named Nan Bailey. Okay, 5 days ago, I came across this post she posted, and I reposted it because, like I said, I am the child of a public school teacher, and I wanted to encourage kids to not participate in this foolish-ass challenge. And Nan Bailey, who is a school teacher, very eloquently stated a warning to these children and what the consequences of their actions could be. Let me read it to you verbatim. I'm not putting no cut on it, just giving it to you straight from the desk of Nan Bailey. Students, I understand that in the month of October, you're supposed to go to school and slap a staff member. But what TikTok is not explaining to you is the adults in your building grew up on Nuck If You Buck, Lil Boosie, all of Lil Jon and every Eastside Boy. Nan said every Eastside Boy, Big Sam and Lil Bo. Drop on the clues bombs for Big Sam and Lil Bo. Okay, that's how you know Miss Bailey not playing. She continues by saying, the only thing professional about us, and she put professional in quotation marks, only thing professional about us are these little teacher outfits. We have been training for this day since the State Department granted our license. We hand clap, want hand clap, all hand clap, the hand clap, smoke hand clap. In summation, find y'all something safe to do. Abort mission, beloved. Namaste. End quote. Drop on the clues bombs for Nan Bailey. I co-sign every single thing she said. Don't find out the hard way that a staff member at your school is a gat-toting, pistol-holding teacher on your damn street. Okay? See, you might slap a staff member because you don't give a damn, but you will quickly find out your staff member, that teacher, don't give up. So please, let Remy Ma give all these kids participating in the Slap a Teacher Challenge on Talk Tick the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw, you stupid motherfucker, are you dumb?
They ain't had none of my teachers.
They gonna learn. Don't tell them nothing.
I had Miss Butterfield. She was Jamaican. Miss Butterfield would have grabbed them by their cheeks and threw them out the front door.
Oh, she Jamaican. Straight razor action.
Mm-hmm.
Straight knife action.
I had
all
Miss,
day.
I had Miss Harris.
Probably got a machete.
I believe she was Russian. She was nice with the ruler with a pow.
Mm-mm-mm.
I had a couple sisters, Sister Mary. She would have definitely threw them in the closet.
And you know how disrespectful a slap is? You a little kid gonna walk up to a grown-ass adult and smack them. Mm-hmm. And that adult is supposed to have restraint. That adult is supposed to have patience. That adult is supposed to send you healing energy. I will send you healing energy after I
whoop your ass,
put these hands on you.
Unless you're playing okay? Squid Game.
Yeah, what would you do? Yeah, you were a teacher for a little bit. If a teacher slapped the ish out of you, what would you do?
Some of them kids was bigger than me.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus. No, but you definitely, I mean, of course, you know, you definitely can't have that at all. What are you supposed to do?
And by the way, what do you do?
I think your reaction is going to be to knock them out.
And what do you do if you're the parent of the kid who slapped the teacher? Now, imagine your kid slaps the teacher,
mm-hmm.
and your teacher beats the hell out of your kid.
Mm-hmm.
You can't really be mad at the teacher once you find out what your kid did.
But isn't that something to think about, too, that some of those students are bigger than the teachers?
Well, find out that your teacher is a gat-toting, pistol-holding teacher on your damn street.
Yeah.
Okay?
Jeez. All right. Just remember, some of these teachers got sons, too.
And that's what I'm trying to tell you. These are people's moms.
And their sons play football.
These are people's moms. These are people's sisters, daughters, aunts. You're not just slapping a teacher. You're slapping somebody's loved one.
Goodness gracious.
Remember that.
Good luck, kids.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.